I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Last week, I talked about what I believe are the attributes of someone that I would call an evolutionary activist. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I really encourage you to do it because that will help you know, frankly, if this podcast is for you. So I talked about the attributes of an evolutionary activist, and I also made available a download, which you might be interested in, called The Evolutionary Activist's Pledge of Commitment. And again, I just encourage you to listen to that episode and to download that resource if it speaks to you. So this week, I would like to share with you a dream that I had many years ago that I think is quite relevant to our conversation. And in this dream, I am with some other people, some group of people. We're not doing anything in particular together except witnessing something extraordinary that is taking place. There is this enormous spider web. It looks like a spider web made of these silvery filaments that is being lifted up by this whole host of butterflies of all colors and all varieties. And these butterflies are lifting up into the air this enormous web, this shining, numinous, glittering web. It doesn't look like an ordinary spider web. This web that the butterflies are lifting is made up of hexagons. Imagine a honeycomb and the way the six-sided cells of the honeycomb all are interlocking. And that's what this web was. It was this whole field of interlocking hexagons like a honeycomb that were made of this filament. And I see that inside each of these individual hexagons, there is an outline of a candle that is burning, and it's made of the same filament as the rest of the web. All of us who are witnessing this thing arising, we understand that we are in the presence of something truly magnificent, something truly numinous, something truly mysterious. There is this energy to it that I can't even put into words. And we know that what we are seeing, what we are witnessing, is the arising of the emergence of a new consciousness on the planet. That consciousness on the planet is now coming into a new dimension of itself, a new stage. We behold this event, and after a while, the web begins to fade, and after a while, the butterflies disappear, and that magical, luminous moment ends. And afterwards, I am in a room, and there's some sort of an adult forum or adult class that is supposed to be taking place, and people are kind of wandering in and out of the room, and I want to share with them what I have seen. I want them to understand what's happening, and I'm eager to talk to them about it. People are coming in, they're milling around, they're leaving, they're not really settling in to take in anything. I mean, and I'm feeling this sense of frustration because the people come and the people leave, and I'm not able to share with them what I have seen. Well, this dream has stayed with me over these many years, and the symbols of the dream I find to be so compelling. First of all, the obvious one is that The dream is speaking to the emergence of a new planetary consciousness, that is something that is occurring. And that there are moments when we can get a glimpse of it. There are those numinous moments where we step outside of the drama, we step outside of time, we step outside of the confines of our individual selves, and we find ourselves in the presence of something that is so vast and is eternal and completely loving. Those are those numinous moments that come to us, those mystical moments that come to us every now and then. And yet those moments fade, and we find ourselves back in ordinary consciousness. And, you know, we're busy, and we're coming, and we're going, and we have lives to attend to, and although we may want to share those moments with others, they may not really understand what we're talking about. And anyway, those moments come and they bring us their gifts and then they fade. And one of the tricks I find, one of the tricky things when we are people who are sort of walking between these worlds, the world of our ordinary daily lives and the world of the infinite, we move back and forth between these consciousnesses, that expanded non-dual consciousness where we behold something that is way beyond ourselves, and then this ordinary consciousness where we walk through the world as these separate beings. And that's one of the tricky things, and that's just where we are right now. And the thing is to understand that those mystical moments are showing us the real world. They are showing us the real world. And then when we find ourselves in this more ordinary dual consciousness, we are in sort of a sleep state. We are not able to comprehend the fullness of reality. So when we are in that sleep state, it's easy to disregard or discount or even disbelieve those moments of clarity. But I just want to encourage you, if you are having moments of clarity like that, to know that those moments are real and they are showing you something that is real. And as an evolutionary activist, our task is to stand in the truth of that, to stand in the truth of that love that holds us all, to stand in the truth of that interconnectedness that is the essence of all beingness. I can say much more about this dream, and one of the things that I want to say is that this web that is being lifted up is made up of these seemingly individual cells, like in a honeycomb, and yet none of these cells exists apart from all of the rest. And that is the way we are in this world. We each appear as separate beings, but we do not exist in isolation. We cannot exist in isolation. There is no such thing as isolation. And so this web, this new consciousness, understands that. It is a consciousness in which, yes, we understand that there are these unique attributes that are manifesting themselves as what we would call individual people or individual forms, but they are all expressions of one universal life. Another thing about that honeycomb shape, that hexagon, is that every cell is identical and equal. There are none that are bigger or smaller than any others. They are all completely equal. And in this dream, in this web, each of those cells contains this illuminated candle. this inner light. Each of us contains this inner light. And when we participate in this world as evolutionary activists, it is that inner light that we are allowing to shine forth from us, knowing that we all have it. It is within all of us, even though there may be times when we are obscuring it or covering it over or unable to see it within ourselves, that does not change the fact that it is there. So in this dream, there's the web, the interconnectedness of all of these equal cells, these equal components, each of which has an inner light that is shining forth. And this web is being lifted up into the air by what else? Butterflies. And butterflies are, well, if you think about it, they are amazing creatures. They begin their life as one thing, and then they move into a chrysalis stage in which that caterpillar self completely dissolves, and this dormant, up until then dormant, aspects of its DNA come to the fore and create a new being. I can't think of any other symbol that more aptly depicts the process of complete transformation. And so in the dream, this consciousness, this web of consciousness, is being lifted up by these butterflies who have undergone this absolutely total reshaping of what and who they are. So I offer this dream to you as an encouragement, as a reminder, that although we may be reading certain things in the newspapers that would not suggest that there is a new consciousness emerging on the planet, in fact, we might think that we're going backwards, but that is only on the surface of things. Underneath that, there is a tremendous transformation that is happening and the arising of a new consciousness. And it is that new consciousness that, as evolutionary activists, we are inviting into ourselves and we are committing to embody in the wider world. So thank you again for being with me today and sharing all of this and hearing the dream that I had that I think is actually for all of us. So until next week, peace.